broadcasting live from the Fort Recovery Radio Studios in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, right next to Tin Man's. It's time for some sports talk with Bubba and B. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Bob Sogler
and Mr. Harold Feeley.
Mr. Harold Feeley. Sports talk with Bubba and B. Sports talk with Bubba and B.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk Wednesday night here in studio with my good partner, Mr. Harold Feeley.
Hi, Fee.
Hey, Bubby. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. How are you tonight?
Awesome. Awesome.
Made a run to Harry Burt's,
I heard. Just run to Harry Burt's. Got about $50 worth of candy.
That loads you up, ready for Christmas?
Yep. Should be hit diabetic coma here within 2 days.
Perfect.
Perfect.
And we are joined by our guest tonight, head coach of the Fort Recovery
Union. The main man.
Mr. Chris Guggenbiller. Goose.
Hi,
welcome aboard, bud.
Thanks for having me.
You had a little scrimmage last night as our first one with the whole everybody, right?
Full squad?
Yep, first one with the full crew. We headed up to Crestview and played Crestview and Defiance Ayersville. So two really good teams. Crestview on the younger side, playing a lot of sophomores, but very good sophomores, especially
Netzler kid.
The Netzler
kid. Yeah, they got some good ones coming.
About a 6'8 sophomore, and then
he's 6'8.
I heard he's unbelievable.
He's 6'8.
He's pushing it. He's pushing it if he's not there.
I heard he's unbelievable.
He's a big kid.
He's a dunking fool in junior high, they say.
Yeah.
He's 6'8.
I'm saying, you know, a short 6'8. He's a big kid, and he can handle it, and he can shoot it, and he can do everything in between.
Somebody's saying he might be big time.
I know he's getting looks, you know, talked to by Indiana and so forth. So yeah, that's pretty big time.
That's big time.
That is pretty big.
How'd we do?
Played five quarters, won three, lost two. And you know, Defiance Ayersville is coming off a 22-win season in which they're returning four of those starters. So it was a pretty good, competition wise, excellent scrimmage. Fluidity wise and the way we played, kind of average.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's kind of what we expected. So, you know, still working off the football rust, still working through a lot of things. Just seemed to be a little step slow on everything.
Well, when you play a scrimmage with Crestview and Ayersville, you're talking about two teams that were like us.
Yeah.
Long runs in the football playoffs.
Yep.
Tons of athletes.
Right.
So that's a good one to get in right before the season starts.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, when the football season ended, it's immediately we looked at it. It's, you know, we got to get Crestview on a scrimmage. And, you know, even though they are D4, it's D4, mm-hmm. but it's good competition. And hopefully when we meet up later on down in the regionals or so, you know, then it's a flip of coin, best team win. But at that point, we had to get a good scrimmage in.
Yeah.
And we did that. So, you know, I think, you know, it was a good gauging point of exactly where we are, which I don't think we're too terribly far off to where we need to be, but obviously there's, you know, things that we need to work on.
So let's go back, Coach, and let's talk a little bit about last year and a team that expectations were pretty high last year. And, you know, we were one of the favorites to win the league, and we had a good season. We 6-3 in a MAC, and I think, 15-6 or something like that?
16-6.
Yeah, and a run to the districts and fall short against Lima Perry. And now it's a new season. We lost some seniors. We lost Chase Burns. We lost Darian. But we have a good nucleus back.
Absolutely.
And Fee, you know, we've talked about, you know, having that anchor and having that point guard and with Benny and Coxie and Marty, you got a good nucleus.
Yeah, I think. Absolutely. And those seniors that we had last year were centerpieces to the team that we had. But if you take a look at the things, you know, just exactly down the stretch of that season, probably our most consistent players were our seniors this year, were Coxie, Marty, and Matt Benn. So it's definitely excellent having those guys in and those guys kind of taking the bull by the horns here at the start of this season. So, you know, that consistency is definitely what we're looking out of them for the full run here this year.
You once again, we get off to a slow start with football. It's something that me and you and Fee and everybody agree we love.
We don't care.
Absolutely.
About it.
Yep. Because, absolutely. You know what, fact of the matter is, so be it. We, you know, But last year, I thought we handled it well. I thought that, you know, we started out with Shawnee.
Yeah, for it. And one came out and played great.
Absolutely. And I think that you probably expect the same thing starting Friday night.
But yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, last year we had three practices heading in the Shawnee and were able to beat a pretty good Shawnee, athletic Shawnee team. And, you know, after three practices this year, you know, turn around and talk to Coach Ben. It's like, oh man, we're a week ahead of where we were at this point last year. So it's just
that's got to make you feel good.
Oh, absolutely. So then, you know, then it comes down to execution. You know, how well are we going to listen? How well are we going to execute? How well are we going to be coached in those situations? So, you know, we're excited and we fully expect to come out. All cylinders firing here this Friday night.
So, Coach, when you, I'm just curious. I mean, with our football program, and it's been as good as it's been here the last couple of years. And, like when you start your practices out, I talked to you and you guys had talked about like a five or six, maybe five kids.
Yeah.
That's all you had. You know, that's got to get tough when you got nobody to play against and you can do so many skills one on one with guys and they got to be thinking, we got to get some players in here.
Yeah, you know, those first couple of days, everybody's all excited, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And, but then, you know, about day four or so, the novelty starts wearing off and realize we're going to be stuck by ourselves for a little while here. So, and then, you know, it's just a grind. It's part of,
But you also had two of your studs there, you know, with Benny and Coxie. And so, you know, more time for them. One-on-one has got to be great.
Yeah, and it's more time for those younger guys who didn't play a fall sport to get in there and get more reps and get, you know, coached by the varsity guys. And you know, we went to a couple scrimmages with that crew of six guys. And so just for those younger kids to get a idea of what kind of speed that we're talking about when we're talking about varsity basketball and MAC basketball. So
sure.
It's a good taste for those younger guys.
You know, that's got to be big. That's a huge step. I mean, like Grant Canapke, I'm sure, was one of the kids was with. I mean, you're coming from a junior high level and going straight to the varsity level.
Right. Talk about throwing your
That'll open your eyes up real fast.
Absolutely. And the beautiful thing is, it's, you know, those kids aren't that far off. It's just, you know, just playing within yourselves, playing fundamental.
Right.
You know,
physical is where they get behind.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. So, you know, we had the full crew now, and you know, we've had them now for a week and a half. We're sitting on 2 weeks now, so we're excited about Friday night, and kids are ready to go.
Let's talk a little bit about your ball club this year. You know, there was rumors all summer, and it never fails that for some reason basketball is always talked about. The kids are not going to play. Not going to play. I hear really not eighth graders. You know, we got this real good eighth grade class, and some of them kids didn't play or not going to play, and they're talking about that. This year, the opposite happened to your program. You had a surprise because what happened was, you know, me and Fee both know what the hell's going on in town and in school, and we get, you know, we talk to the kids, and, you know, we had a couple of kids say they wasn't playing, now they're not going to play. Well, then all of a sudden one of them says, well, I'm going to play. And then next thing you know, another one says, I'm going to play. And now you got four kids, three that are playing this year, didn't play last year. Is that right? Or two?
There are two of them.
Okay.
Two of them, so.
But a couple of them quit at that. And now you got a full squadron and you know, the addition of Will Holman and you know, maybe Will ain't the best basketball player in the world.
Right.
But ain't nobody going to outwork him.
Right. Right.
Absolutely.
And there's not a kid that's going to be a better teammate.
Right.
So it's great for kids to see kids who are pretty successful in other sports come and I don't want to ever say that Will took a bite of humble pie, but it's like, you know, you're being the man in football and now you're playing JV basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, that speaks a lot about his character, the kind of kid he
absolutely
is.
Oh, absolutely.
And the kind of kid he's brought up to be.
Yeah. Right. And every kid in the gym sees that.
Yeah.
And every kid in the gym recognizes that. And, you know, that's the kind of player that we want to have. That's the kind of teammate that we want to have. That's the kind of teammate we want to be. So, you know, yeah, and, you know, I know there was all those rumors in the summer of kids quitting or late in the football season. I honestly think a lot of it goes back to, you know, kids get a little tired.
Yeah.
Not only physically, but just mentally, you know, they get tired. You know, you look at of getting into that football season in week 8, week 9, and kids know they're going to make the playoffs, and it's like, you know, all of a sudden we start rolling the basketballs out, and they're like, oh, man. I mean, I got to start over from scratch again in another sport and go through all this stuff again. So it gets tiring. And you know, there's points, you know, in that football season when maybe individuals aren't having the success that they quite foresaw themselves having. So it just wears on a kid. And, you know, I think that was the case for some of those guys, and just a matter of getting over that and having some rest and getting away from things for a little while. And, you know, that's why that week break in between basketball and football is so important for those kids to take some time off.
Just give them a break.
Yeah, you know, it's more of a mental break than a physical break.
Absolutely, so. Yeah.
You know, you say these kids are coming out of football and, you know, they're on shape, but there is a hell of a difference between a football being in shape and basketball being in shape.
Yeah.
And I talked to Marty and he said, I think I talked to him, I don't know, it might have been Tuesday or Wednesday last week. And I said, how's practice? He goes, oh my God, they're killing me. You know, and that's amazing when you're talking about a kid who just come off football playing 20 weeks of
football.
Looks
like a stud out there, no problem.
He talks about it's just a different animal.
It is a different animal.
It absolutely is. So much more starting and stopping and explosions going on. And yeah, those kids were dragging there that first, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of that first full week. And, you know, we were doing a lot of, they were working hard. They were working hard, and they still are working hard. So,
well, that's all them kids know what to do.
Yeah,
I mean that's it.
Yeah,
that's you can exactly say what right. you want about our kids, that these group of kids that we got right now, only thing they know what to do is work their tails off.
They work hard. That's right.
You know,
and that's a heck of a problem to have.
Yeah,
you know?
So,
that's exactly right. That's awesome.
That's a hell of a problem to have. Let's take a break, Chuck. We'll be right back. Coach Googs and Fee. Sports Talk, Bubba and V.
The Feed and Animal Division of Cooper Farms in Port Recovery, Ohio has an array of employment opportunities available. We are looking for eager, dedicated, and skilled individuals to join our team. A list of employment opportunities can be found online at cooperfarms.com or by calling 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms is more than a workplace and offers a wonderful benefits package, including a free on-site medical facility, a monthly gain-sharing bonus program, paid time off, and much, much more. Contact us today about joining our team.
Hastings Auto Sales, south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery, specializes in clean, low-mileage used vehicles like this one. The 2014 Chrysler Town & Country with the Touring L package. It's white with gray leather interior, dual power seats, navigation system, remote starter, and lots more. It has 18,000 miles, and it's priced at only $23,800. Hastings is open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 7:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. And Hastings is now open on Tuesday evenings until 8. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Stop in at Tin Man's on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. Get our all-you-can-eat chicken dinner for only $6.95. Try our famous 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. Add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both come with a jumbo baked potato and large salad bar. You don't have to drive out of town to get a great meal at a great price. Just stop in at Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Presale tickets for Friday's boys' home basketball game with Delphus Jefferson will be available today from 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office and tomorrow from 7:45 a.m. to 10 a.m. in the middle school office, then from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office, and on Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Presale tickets are $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the door are $6.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today and see what Turbo Max can do for you.
Oh, yeah.
Around the world.
Chuck's on his game.
To the beach,
oh, yeah. We got Coach Guggenbeller in house, in studio. Yeah.
Where's that Facebook camera at right now?
Wait a minute, is that a new mic?
It's a different one.
This is unbelievable.
He's got 1,000 mics.
What happened?
No.
Another one take crap?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It did. Spent $400 for that mic and she got one.
It went down on you.
No, that's how much this one is.
Oh, for crying out loud.
No, this is a different one.
We're back up here in studio. Sports Talk about Men Feed. 419-852-9201. If you got any questions, you want to shoot us a text. Feed, what do you got?
I got 419-852-3599. Text
us. Our Skype line's not working, but that's going to get up and running here within the next couple weeks. Right, Chuck?
Chuck's working on it.
That's what we're hoping, and we get some people call in, and we're here with Coach Chris Guggenbiller, we just coming off talking about last year's team and this year's kids coming out, and so let's talk a little bit about our varsity team and our starters and our kids off the bench, and it all starts with your return of your all MAC player, which was Micaiah Cox.
Yeah, Micaiah. You know, I take a look at Micaiah and I really think he's worked hard in the past, as a sophomore and as a junior. But I think he came into realization very early at the beginning of the practice season here is I got a lot more in me, and he has been working his tail off so far this practice season. Now, you know, he's battling some knee issues and some leg issues and things like that. But, you know, in past years, that would have sat him down. This year, he's fighting through it. He's getting past that mental point of feeling sorry for himself. And he is absolutely working his tail off. And I'm excited for the year that he's going to have this year. You know, maybe not numbers wise, but just for the fact of how much attention he's going to draw. Is only going to help his teammates out.
He was a 16-9 guy, right?
14-8. So, you know, both,
very good.
Both yep. Sophomore, junior year, he's a 14-8 guy. And I don't know any reason why he won't surpass that this year. So,
and then you got puking or burping?
Burping.
You did it good though, because we do the same thing.
Yeah.
So then you got your point guard back, and I guess I would say Benny's point guard, right?
Well, you know how we run things is Benny will probably be our two guard.
Okay.
The way it looks like is Jason Reisner will handle the point guard duties. But we don't play a traditional point guard, and Jason's really adapted to what we want to do this year and all the way through the summer and this preseason. So I really see Jason handling the bulk of the point guard duties. Now, when Jason comes out of the game and different lineups and things like that, Matt knows how to run it and will run it and absolutely do well at it. So, you know, probably it'll be Jason at the one and Matt at the two.
You know, that's probably the one thing we didn't talk about. You know, the seniors that we lost last year, Speedy, you know, you don't realize how that kid had the ball in his hand all the time and made things happen all the time. And them are big shoes to fill.
Absolutely. And those are really difficult shoes for us to fill. I mean, he was the leading assist man in the league and leading steal man in the league. So, you know, that affects both sides of the ball rather tremendously. So
yeah, the great thing about Speedy is he just wanted the ball. I mean,
he just,
it didn't matter. Give me the ball. We'll figure it out.
Right.
Yeah. He wasn't scared to make mistakes.
No.
And he's coming off. He, you know, I thought his senior year he had a hell of a year.
Really. I did too. Yeah, he absolutely did. And you know, you look at things, and I had to read the paper again tonight, and it's like, golly, you know, that's a huge chunk of your team that we're losing right there.
Yeah.
But you know, I think Jason's definitely up to the challenge. I think Matt's up to that challenge. You know, I think Cade Wendell, Peyton Judy, can all fill in there. You know, none of them individually are going to give us that kind of impact in the game.
Sure.
But I think collectively,
but you got the four guys you're naming off. You got some workers there. You know, that'll take the challenge. And you know, like Jason did this year when Marty got hurt in football. You know, he took the challenge and said, "Hey, I'll be the quarterback."
Absolutely,
and he did a great job.
And you know, you talk about how Speedy kind of played fearless last year. And that's, that's, you know, we're getting to that point with these guys. You know, if we make a mistake, so what? We got to, you know, we got to move on and get to the next play. You know, the one pitch warrior philosophy is like next pitch.
Next pitch.
Last one doesn't matter. So, you know, I think these guys really understand that. We're working on fully grasping it and executing it within ourselves, but we're headed in that direction, and that's exciting.
So you're 3-4 starting Friday night, or?
3-4. We'll go Travis Sutter at the 3 and Caleb Martin at the 4.
Okay.
So we'll start our 5 seniors. You'll probably see an 8-man rotation there with Ryan Braun, Peyton Judy, and Cade Wendell off the bench. And we'll try to get guys in and out, play as fast as we possibly can, and pressure both three-quarter court and full-court style, and get teams playing faster than what they want to play. And that's what we tell the guys. It's like, you know, they can play fast with us for a quarter, for a half, or three quarters, but there's going to be a point in the game where that gas tank's going to go
run out of gas. That's right.
And that's where our conditioning, our mental strength has to take over and win us ball games.
So you open up Friday night against Delvis Jefferson, a team that lost their Mr. Everything.
Yeah.
And a game that I'm sure that, as you look at it, is a perfect starting game for us. A game that we should win, a game at home, a game to get under our belts, to get ready for the following weekend where we step right into the fire.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they did lose their Mr. Everything, but they still got a good point guard back with the Stockwell kid and athletes that go around him. So, you know, we're just still going to have to do our things really well in order to win this ball game. And it is a good stepping stone to what we got the following weekend with St. John's.
Away games.
Both tough places to play in.
St. John's ain't so bad.
No, it's a piece of cake.
I hate driving up there.
I do too.
You know, it was exciting.
You never go up there.
I was there.
Huh? You go?
Oh, yeah.
You in?
Yep.
I'm you in. Going?
Last year I was up in the Crow's Nest with Hobbsy.
Oh, that's right.
The
me and you. That's right.
It's a classic.
Yep.
Figured you're sitting across the court with all the gray hairs there.
Yeah.
In the chairs.
Sweater vesters.
Yeah. Sweater vesters.
Yeah.
It is a good I don't want to call it a tune-up game at all, but we definitely had the respect for Delvis Jefferson and what they got going on over there. But it's a game that if we do the things that we need to do, we'll come out victorious.
Absolutely. Coach, when you look at the MAC this year, and you know, and you got to think Versailles is probably the favorite because they have the best player in the league.
Right.
But after that, I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking we're as good as anybody.
Yeah, you know, and I think you talk to any coach, and the first name that comes to their mind is Versailles. And I think they all respect Versailles, but they all feel that they're not, you know, they're not unbeatable.
We're not that far away. Yeah.
And the other teams aren't that far away to knock off a team like Versailles. I definitely like the squad I'm coming into this year with, and the guys have confidence in themselves too, and in what they're able to do. And, you know, we have lofty goals inside of our locker room, and we're going to do everything to achieve those goals.
I think, you know, we talked about starting it out, you know. The MAC is going to be fun on Friday nights because we're going to hear we're going to be listening to scores, and there's going to be, you're going to never know. I mean, I think anybody can beat anybody, and
absolutely,
it'll be fun. I mean, there could be anybody come out of there and go right to the top.
Absolutely. You know, you look at scores already, and St. Henry is supposedly going to have a down year. Well, they lose their Friday night game last week to Spencerville, and they turn around and they beat they beat Rushi.
Yeah.
And Rushi's really banking on this year of being,
that was, you know, unbelievable.
The class of their league, so.
It's just crazy, so
it will be. I mean, it's a total coin flip. You know, you'd like to think Versailles is going to win. You know, they're going to be right there at the top of the league.
Sure.
But seeing those scores on Friday night, you don't know who it's going to be because everybody has skilled guys. You know, even like a Marion local, you take their all league player and the Mesher kid, and now you're partnering with him with a Bruins kid who's sophomore, is coming off an injury, but he's probably a top five athletic
kid
in the league.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they're just going to have size everywhere else.
Yeah.
So they're going to be able to knock off anyone. You know, St. Henry with Coach Rosenbeck is always going to be X's and O's really good. And looking at Coldwater. The paper, you see Minster's Minster's size. Coldwater's going to have, you know, the Toby and Ulinake kid. Not Ulinake, but I can't think of his name off the top of my head. But, three returning starters to that team that was – very good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So it's going to be a dogfight, and that's fine. That just makes you stronger for tournament.
Well, like
time.
You said too, Coach, I think if you go out there and your kids do what we know they can do, we're going to be in every game.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're going to give everybody everything they want.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think we understand that as a collective group that, you know, we're only going to control ourselves here, and we're not going to try to shoot ourselves in the foot, both physically and mentally, and if we play within ourselves and stay sharp, stay focused,
yeah, I think we'll
be sitting pretty.
And a big thing, I think we got to defend our home. You know, our place has always been a tough place for people to come into, and we got to keep it that way. You know, I think the kids they'll make it a great atmosphere like they always do. And, you know, if we can get off to and win some games, you know, every MAC game at home, we got to win.
Yeah, and kind of talking about our home, I'm interested in filling up that place and see how loud it gets this year, because I don't know, you guys were there during volleyball season, but
freaking loud.
It's loud. We had 100 people there, and it was, you know, your ears were going numb already.
Yeah,
so
yeah, people out there listening, they ain't been in our gym since last year basketball season. They redid the ceiling and put up some new banners and the acoustics in there. Whew, Jack's going to be a buzzing.
It's incredible.
Yeah, but I love it. It's already one of the best. Michael Herman is at the Fort Recovery Crestview game, and Michael does the play-by-play for other radio stations up north. And he couldn't believe how beautiful our gym was. He said, "I've never heard of, you know, I've never been in here." He just couldn't believe. And if you look at the Vince Coza had the top gyms in the area, and Fort Recovery's was up there.
We're so up there.
We got a great place, great home court advantage. And Coach, when you talk about coming off football, you probably seen some ugly shots so far, ain't you?
Oh, it's been rather brutal there some days, and you know, you really see it. You really see it in the game situation like we had last night, and guys just getting too fast for themselves and really speeding things up, and it's just like, ugh. You know, let's shoot layups instead of 15 or 20 footers, fellas.
Well, you know, we talk about not being in shape yet, you know, getting that basketball shape. And the biggest thing about shooting is your legs. And if you got crappy legs, good luck with that ball's going to look like.
You don't know if it's going right or left or straight or short or long.
We might need Coxie to score 40.
Yeah, he may have to hit her hard the first few weeks anyhow.
You know, the way we want to play, you know, the more layups we can create for ourselves, the better. So hopefully we won't have to worry about shooting because we're just shooting layups.
We said the same thing last year when we went to Pawnee, that we said we could get beat by 40 or we could win.
Yeah.
And we played a tremendous game.
Played a great game.
And I expect nothing less Friday night. Coach, talk a little bit about your staff. You had some changes in your staff, and let's talk about the younger levels on up. We lost Coach O. Coach O moved on to Wright State University, and good luck to Tony.
Absolutely.
And Tony had been part of your staff since you came along, you know, the thing about Tony is, you know, when you first came aboard, he was with you. You know, he was in.
Absolutely.
And you got, there's something to be said about that, you know?
Absolutely.
And when you lose somebody like that, it hurts.
You know, you just don't replace it overnight type of thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's a growth process that occurs there. And yeah, you know, Coach O, you hit a nail on the head. He was in right away. And he was all for it. And it's hard to find those type of guys. So, you know, definitely wish Coach O all the best over there at the
lake. He'll do good there, yeah.
You know, I think, you know, talking to him with a little bit that they're getting that program headed in the right direction and getting a little bit more voice within that program, within our area. So that's exciting, and exciting for our athletes around here because, you know, we got a lot of good athletes. And, you know, you start sending some of those kids to the lake campus and you know, you might start reading about, you know, Wright State Lake in a Daily Standard and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hopefully he can be a part of that turnaround program over there. But as far as our, there was a little ripple effect there among our staff. So Coach Blockberger is still heading up the eighth grade.
He's been there for 46 years.
Been there forever. Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully.
Block's got to be 100. He's got to be 60.
He's been coaching our kids a long time.
You know, and he does an excellent job.
He does do a great job.
He demands a lot out of those kids. So I should have went so straight to JV with that, since Coach Owen went over to Wright State, moved Sean Collig up to the JV position. Guy with a lot of basketball knowledge there. I mean, he can X and O you all day long.
Yep.
So I think he'll fit good in that respective spot right there. Don't have a freshman squad this year. Didn't have enough freshman guys come out, so that bumped Brady Collig, the newlywed there, down to the seventh grade, and working with the raw bunch coming in as seventh graders. You know.
Yeah.
So I'm excited what he can do there. At the varsity.
Seventh graders ain't bad.
No.
They gave Minster all they wanted last night, first game.
Absolutely. And it's a matter of playing.
Sure.
At a certain point.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you're still young at that point, and, you know, they're not going to out Jimmy and Joe anybody, so they got to be, you know, they got to be fundamental about, you know, the things that they're doing and execute their thing, and they'll be okay.
And basically, at that age, Coach, that's what you're looking for out of your coaches, probably, right? I mean, just make them better fundamentally and get them ready to play and bring them up.
Right. We're not trying to be world beaters by any means.
Sure.
It's like we want to get better every practice. We want to get better every game. We want to have a better product at the end of the season than we had at the middle and at the beginning. So you know, it's getting the kids to understand that too.
Yeah,
kids not to be heartbroken if they lost a game or made a mistake, things like that.
Yeah, wins and losses aren't that big a deal down there.
Right. And that's what we tell them all the time. It's like you're not going to remember by when you leave this place what your seventh grade basketball
what my record was. Yeah.
Whether you're didn't win any games or you won the seventh grade championship. You're realistically not going to remember that. So
I got to disagree with that, because when I was in seventh grade, we got third place in the Crestview Invitational. There's four teams in there, and we got a plaque. We got third place, won a consolation game. I still got the plaque, boys.
Still got the plaque.
Still got it?
You got the. I'm in Crestview. We beat Crestview South.
You got the juice box that came with it, too?
I was pretty tickled, and, you know, I'm just saying that it's on my mantle, boys. Mm. Chuck, you got a trophy? You don't have any trophies, do you? I got one. Seventh grade, Crestview South.
Big.
Beat them.
What?
It's big. Third place out of four teams. Participation, River. Go ahead.
So, at the varsity level, Joe Bruns hung it up. You know, still doing a girls' golf thing, but taking some time off here in basketball, watching his daughter play seventh grade girls' basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left Chris Benn as my varsity assistant. So I'm excited about the staff that we have put together. And, you know, I think all pieces that complement each other well, and all guys that love the game of basketball and love being around kids.
Okay, so it's Sean Collig at 6'8".
Yeah.
Chris Guggenbiller, 6'4".
5'3".
Yeah. And you about 6'3".
Yeah.
We're never going to see the court.
And,
you know,
the average, the weight, you're, what, 260?
Yeah.
Benny's three bells.
I don't think he's pushing three bells.
He's a big boy. Sean Collig is 6'8", two. We ain't going to see one game.
We will not see one play.
That's unbelievable. We don't get to see anything anyway.
All we're going to hear at the scores table is, who's that? Who did it? What was that? Who was it? I can't see.
We are the only gym in America where the scorekeeper and the announcer can't see the game.
Hey, Fitz.
I don't get it. I don't like it.
We'll send Fee up in the new press box, and he can turn that mic on full blast. So.
There we go.
He can let you guys know what's
going on. Hey, that is nice up there.
It is. Absolutely, yeah.
He did a nice job with that. Let's talk about the program. You talked about the seventh grader coach, and you got some good young kids coming in here that with Brady down there and Block, they're going to get better and better. And then you have an eighth grade team that beat the crap out of Minster. Minster has a good eighth grade team, and we come out, you know, barrels flying last night.
Right.
We have an eighth grade team that's got a chance to be pretty special.
Absolutely. And, you know, they'll win a lot of basketball games. The goal is let's win a lot of basketball games the correct way here. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there's some really skilled kids down there that can't make a right-handed layup or can't make a left-handed layup. So if we can't do that as an eighth grader, we need to work on that. Right. And we need to polish those deficiencies that we have. So, you know, I think Block's an excellent guy for that. To let's not get high, let's not get too low, let's get better.
Yeah.
And that's what that group needs to do, is really push themselves. And, you know, they're the type of kids that love getting pushed. Yeah, and they're the type of kids that love competing with one another.
Well, they'll love Block then, because Block will push them.
Yeah. Well, you know, Fee, me and you watch that. We watched them in junior high football, and we'd sit on the outside fence. And I'm not taking any away from the eighth grade coaching staff, but anybody could have coached that team to win them all. And it's the same thing with this basketball team. Last year, just throw the ball out. They're so athletic, they're going to win.
Yep.
You hit it on the head. They got to learn the game of basketball now.
Right.
And they will, because they just love it. They're just,
What Cody did the eighth grade, you know, and it's exactly what he told me. He said, I ain't worried about beating teams. We're going to beat teams. But he said, I just want these guys to keep getting better and understand that there's things they got to get better at.
Yeah.
And that's when it's so easy for you, that's the thing. But, you know,
that's a big challenge,
me tell you a little story. They're all going to be, they're going to get bigger, they're going to get stronger, and they're going to work on their game. And if they outwork you, you're in trouble.
Yeah. The playing field starts leveling out.
Yeah.
And then that is a definite challenge.
And we don't want the playing field to level out. I want these kids to work their butts off and just be dominant all the way through until they leave Fort Gary High School.
And that has to be the goal within a group like that. You know, you look at that senior bunch that we had last year, and then there's kind of the same thing that was said about that senior bunch.
Oh, absolutely. The junior high was incredibly good, too.
And they were probably, you know, the most successful bunch that we've had graduated with the amount of state appearances that they made.
Yeah.
But I think if you ask that bunch, I think they say, we could have been a little bit better. You could have done this a little bit better. So that, you know, that push is always there.
Yeah.
And the never settling aspect of things, you know, is crucial to keep pushing.
Yep. That's right. Let's take a break. We'll come back here. 8:45 already. Jesus. How many? It goes fast.
It does go fast.
Bubba and V.
Is Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things. And most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossburgAcres.com.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up on Fort Recovery Radio this week. On Thursday, the 2-0 Lady Indians start their MAC schedule, taking on New Knoxville at home with a JV game starting at 6. And the Indians boys team begins their 2016-17 campaign on Friday, hosting Delphus Jefferson. Beginning this season, all the boys' JV games will start a half an hour earlier at 6 p.m. throughout most of the schedule. And on Saturday evening, the girls are back in action, hosting the Jay County Patriots, with the JV game starting at 6. As always, Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting both the JV and varsity games for both the boys and the girls. Three nights of basketball this weekend at Fort Site Fieldhouse. Get on up there and help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Running short on time and need to get supper fast, or maybe you just don't feel like messing up the kitchen, call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 for some great food without the hassle. Great sandwiches, wings, subs, pizza, what's your favorite? Just call them and they'll fix it for you. And don't forget to call them if you're looking for a place for your Christmas party, or you can order your wings and pizza ahead of time for a holiday get-together at your place. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274. You planning a building project? Let B&D Contracting help you with your plans. Get together with Dave Kalp and discuss your plans and construction schedule. B&D Contracting also does remodeling and can build your commercial, agricultural, or steel building in addition to their custom-built homes. Call Dave today at 419-234-2976 and schedule your construction project. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
oh yeah,
running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running.
So we're just sitting here talking. First of all, I'm glad we're not on Facebook Live tonight because Chuck, I just seen the side of Chuck's quite scared.
Chuck, what happened?
He was fired up, wasn't he?
I like seeing him fired up.
Huh? Goose, you ever seen anybody like that?
I just about left. Tasmanian devil over there.
Do not mess with Chuck when it comes to sound.
Sound, he don't like it.
Smoke, just
yeah. We got to get a song for the kids to come out to. Last year, they come out to the cheerleaders and the fight song. And it's kind of a school thing. The cheerleaders can make that decision, the kids.
Yeah.
And we're just talking about something that the kids want to come out to this year. And if you got any suggestions, shoot me a text, 419-852-9201 or Googs. Mm-hmm. You probably don't want to give your number out.
I don't care. 937-212-9258. There you go.
937.
937.
What's that?
The old Dayton area.
He's down in Dayton area.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Home is here.
Took us forever getting back here.
It is. It is. But, yeah, the phone number never changed. So,
yeah. Fine. Fee, what do you got?
I got 419-852-3599.
Did you get your computers fixed at the shop?
No.
Chuck screwed them up?
We're done. Me and Chuck were there half the night Friday night. We weren't
anything,
happy.
Chuck?
It's his software company.
We ain't happy.
It's got to be.
It's his software company?
I sat there.
We're going to have to chew some butt on the old software side of it.
Did you ever think maybe it was Chuck?
It could be.
No.
Chuck himself, he could tell me anything. I'd have no idea.
I was sitting there and I could print wherever, whatever with Word.
But we couldn't finish the job.
Software sucks.
Dang. Couldn't get it to work.
Hey, we're back here with Coach Chris Guggenbiller, Mr. Harold Fielding, Sports Talk on Wednesday night.
Fired up.
I am fired up. 9:52 and 8:52, I guess it is.
8:52.
And, the girls got off to a great start, and last Thursday they get a W against the Crestview Knights.
Young team,
with a good player, and Coach Patch, and they were pretty happy. You know, like you said in the paper, you know, it wasn't perfect, but it was a good win for the first
good
one.
Start. Yeah.
On Saturday they went to Walpauk and against a really good Walpauk team that's favored probably to win the WBL or one of the top two teams, and the Indians basically.
Dominated just looked great a little bit there, didn't they? Yeah.
A game that Fort Recovery wins by 12, I think it ended up.
Ended up, yeah.
52-40 and led by Whit Will and Gracie Tin. And Fee, we talked a little bit about that girls program and there's some good young kids in
there. A lot of weapons in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I was impressed, too. The Mullencamp girl impresses me wide open.
And the college girl.
The college girl. I tell you what, they got a great future there, too. Our kids are looking good.
They are.
It's going to be fun to watch this year.
That team's going
to
win a lot of games.
They got a big one tomorrow, too.
They do.
We need to get people out there. Yeah, and
tomorrow night.
Knoxville.
Absolutely.
We got to avenge loss last year. I think they got us last year over there. And
We scored 30 points. No, it was here.
It was here. Yeah, we played bad. We played like crap.
So, the Indians lost 33-30.
We got a little something to prove maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, and again, we were undefeated in the MAC, and they got us.
Yep, that is right.
And that was a tough
one.
That
was a hurt one. Yep.
Yeah. And I got my haircut today, and Kenny was in there, and Kenny said, you know, we got beat 33-30. Gracie didn't score that game. So, Gracie was tremendous on Saturday.
Shot her?
Yeah. My God, did she look good Saturday. And you know what? They got a chance to be real good. And get out there tomorrow night to watch the girls, and Saturday night, Jay County is always a fun game.
That'll be a fun game.
But Friday night.
Friday night, we got the opener.
It's the opener. And
boys got to be fired up.
Boys of the Indians is fired up. You've been tickling the old, you got it ready?
Yeah,
I'm drinking tea?
Yep. Yeah.
Tea?
Yep. Plus team.
Yeah.
Keep the voice ready to go.
Are you really? Maybe get a massage by Nikki?
Yeah. Might have to.
Loosen you up a little bit. Cause
you're ready to go.
You got to go.
We got to be loud. Got to be loud.
How about you? You fired up?
Yeah. I'm definitely ready to go. You know, I was just staying in the gym tonight, putting away the scoreboard and turning off the scoreboards at the end, you know, after everybody left. And it's like, it's time to fill this place up.
We're getting close.
And excited about it.
Yep. You know, there's, and this is because I'm an idiot, okay? But the other night we did sports talk from the gym a couple weeks ago with the volleyball season, mm-hmm. and it was me and Fee and Chuck, and Chris Shawns were the only four in there. And I guess I'm an old idiot Jones, but is there anything better than a basketball gym?
No.
I mean, is there anything better? Awesome. Than a basketball
pretty
dude.
Awesome.
Just sitting there with your thoughts.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
And I you know, maybe I'm, I don't know, I guess I'm old, but.
Oh, man, there ain't, I mean, even that, and back in our day, you know, you think about the Friday and Saturday night games, and oh, that's so much fun.
It is.
Man, we've seen so many great games over our lifetime, you know, yeah. and some great players. And,
yeah.
And, boy, when you see kids like you got this year, Googs, you know, we got some athletes. They're coming through here, and our classes, the young classes, are looking good. You know, and it just fires me up, and I cannot. I'm at junior high games. I'm at freshman games, girls freshmen. Every day you're looking to see what is there any basketball going on. You know, so
absolutely,
I'm excited.
And you know, you're talking to kids, and you know, you're talking about basketball, and it's just like, man. You got to step foot on this court sometime when there's 1,500, 2,000 people in the stands or over at Coldwater and there are 2,500, 3,000 people in the stands.
Yes.
And you're probably the, you know, top five most talked about game in the state of Ohio that night.
Yeah.
And that's happening in your backyard. And that's happened with you involved in it on the floor. You know, how exciting is that? And,
it is.
And that opportunity is right in the palm of your hand. So let's do it.
You know, Googs, you lived that. You was a graduate of Fort Recovery High School and you was here during the heydays of a team that got beaten in state finals and you was in that, you was at that environment where it's packed. And then you left and you know, you went to Vandalia Butler, coached down there. And this is your third year back. And talk a little bit about how it's been so far for you. And you know, I got to take my hat off to you, man. I you know, the kids are all fired up about basketball. And talk a little bit about you personally as you enter season three.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, I guess, basketball-wise, season three is kind of settling it into a system, having the kids settling into a system. The kids understanding how things go, and with that though, you know, all part of having really good assistant coaches around me, you know, with Crispin, with Dave Blockberg, with the colleague brothers, of guys who are willing to do anything for basketball. So you know, that's fantastic to have around, and it's invaluable.
Mm-hmm.
We got guys willing to do anything for the good of the kids, for the basketball program, for whatever, any athletic program. It's been absolutely awesome to be able to coach this team. Absolutely awesome to be on the sidelines on Friday and Saturday night. And it's very surreal at the same time. It's like, you know, is this really happening? You know, is this really, you know, am I really the coach of my alma mater, Fort Recovery?
And, yeah.
And you know.
How about your first game?
First game.
St. Mary's.
First game.
You know. I bet Giggsy's thinking, what am I doing here?
You know, St.
Mary's had a pretty good team that year. We got thumpered first one.
They put it to us by about 35, 40 points, and it was just like, whoa.
Welcome to the fort. You know, what I think that you've done, and which is great, is I think the kids relate to you, you know, and you know, you got to be tough on kids, you got to make them better, but yet it's got to be fun for them.
Absolutely.
You know, and if them kids ain't having fun, it ain't gonna work.
Absolutely.
You know? And I think you got it going the right way.
Yeah, and I've always tried to do that, and I've always tried to to get as many kids as included as possible, and value those kids who are your role players, who are your cogs in that wheel of able to keep everything rolling and running in the correct direction. And you know, I think I said it in the interview process, Bubba, you know, I want to develop a type of program that Jack Albers had. You know, Jack Albers had a bench full of seniors, a few juniors, and then, you know, four or five juniors on a JV, and then sophomores, you know, just kids that obviously loved being around basketball, and obviously Jack Albers was doing something right that yeah. kids wanted to stay around and play for him.
Yeah. And play hard for him.
And absolutely. So, you know, we as fans remember all the yelling and screaming. But there's something behind the doors there that kids really respected, kids really loved, and that's still, you know, the definite goal is, you know, I want a senior laden team. I want juniors to be waiting in line, chomping at the bit to get that next taste of the action. And you know, if you're blessed to have some talented underclassmen, well, you know, they're going to have to earn their way to get to the point that they want to get to. So, and that's exciting. You know, I think that's still in the process of being developed, and you know, I think it's leading to some pretty good things for us.
Well, I think that some of the things that you have and Brent have are kind of the same hindsight. You know, you guys both have kids that step up as juniors, that sit the bench, that are ready to go.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the same thing you got. You know, you got juniors playing JV, and, you know, a lot of people are anti-juniors playing JV. But you know what? If you got, there ain't nothing wrong with it if them kids can help you next year.
Right. And that's definitely what we have. And it's, you know, it goes back to that philosophy. Well, what's better is, you know, is that kid sitting on the bench as a junior getting better, ready to play next year, or should he be playing in JV and getting better that way? I tend to think, you know, I like those kids playing as much as possible. And you know, everybody's got to understand, my time will come. I just have to be patient enough to put in my time right now. You know, I've always given the example to kids about Speedy Shane, who we were talking about earlier. Well, Speedy Shane was a three-year JV player on the football team, and come in his senior year and had a heck of a senior year on the football squad.
Ross Oman too, same setup.
Yep. But if those kids, you know, get a little selfish upon themselves and say, yeah, well, you know, I should be doing this or that, coach doesn't know what he's talking about, well, then you don't have those seasons that they had, you know, the football team had this past season two years ago.
Yeah.
So it takes kids an understanding among kids, and kids just being mature enough to be able to look in the mirror and say, you know what, to do what's best for the team.
Well, that's a big thing, and I can relate to this because Cody, Brian did that, Patch did that for him. You know,
uh-huh.
Him and Michael Garkey both got moved down to JV, and they're both played as juniors.
Yeah.
You know, and I think they had to realize that, you know, it's not a demotion, it's a get better so you can get back up here. You know,
right.
And I think that's the way they looked at it. And it came to, you know, their senior year, they had a special year. And I think that was a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
And they had to go down there and prove, I can play on that varsity. You know, I got to get my stuff together. And they did, and they got back up there and had a great next year.
Right. And to have a couple kids to be able to do that with, that just sends a message that reverberates through the younger kids within the system. It's like, you know what? Michael did this, so I guess this is what I need to do.
This
is what I'm going to do. And
right. I can do this.
Well, yeah. It happens. It happens not because of the kids, their mentality. It happens because being part of a team.
Yeah.
Being part of a team is so important. And when you breed that and you embed that into them kids' brains, and you're doing it and Brent's doing it and the kids are doing it.
Yeah.
The freaking kids understand what it's like to be part of a team, what that locker room's like, what that's like after the game sitting in there. And it's just something about it. And you try to, you know, we all know how awesome it is to be part of that.
Oh, it's something special.
It is.
I mean, that's, you just don't realize that. That's the thing that it really kills me when kids quit.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, you know, maybe you're not getting 28 minutes a game, you know, or something. Maybe you're only getting 5 minutes or something like that. But you're on a team that there's something special about, yeah. You know, and it's after you graduate, you'll know it. You know, yeah. You'll understand it, right. And it's a great experience.
But you know, you end up spending so much time together. You spend so much time together on the practice floor, in the locker room, and like on the game floor, and you're all for the most part going through the same process. And to have bench kids on the bench, or you know, the kids that aren't getting the glory, lead a program to an area that of unselfishness. It just, you know, not only speaks volumes of the individual kid, but it just pushes your program to levels that make your program special.
Absolutely.
And
I agree 100%, Googs. Then you don't realize that, you know, I'm that kid that doesn't get to play very much, but I'm that kid that's in practice every day pushing Makai Cox,
yeah,
to be good. You know, I'm the guy that's pushing Matt Benn to be good. You know, and I guarantee at the end of the year when you get the accolades for the, you know, they're not going to get that stuff, but yet if you ask the kids that got it, well, yeah, it was because of him, because yeah, he pushed me. I remember Greg Collig always saying Nathan Keller was the best. He was the toughest guy I could score against, because he right, said he knew every move I had, and he said he just beat me to death every night in practice.
Right.
And that made me better.
Right. You know, you know Bubba spoke about my 99 team earlier, and it's like, gosh dang, practice absolutely sucked every day, because Chris Ramel would just beat the
car
out of me.
Beat the crap out of it.
And you know, I talk about in practice these days to the kids about what I would do to Coach Niekamp and all the little tricks of the trade of pushing Coach Niekamp around, and it's like, you know, how I could get under Coach Niekamp's skin, and they're kind of looking at me like, Coach Niekamp? I mean, level-headed Coach Niekamp, you're getting him fired up. And it's like, just do this a little bit. You know, pull on his wrist a little bit, and you'll get him fired up. And, you know, all of those things, you know, it develops, you know, your brotherhood, develops that team that you know, you guys would do anything for each other.
Yep. Okay, so let's shift gears here a little bit, Coach. Let's talk a little bit about your fundraiser Sunday. And I ain't going to lie. When I heard about it, I thought, Googsy's kind of lost his mind.
Googsy, he's going to sell what?
He's going to sell mattresses.
Mattresses.
Going to make 50 bucks.
yeah, you know, it was a fundraiser that the wrestling coach did at my old school. And he did it for when I was there for about 5 years. And I had the same reaction to him. I was like, are you kidding me? You're selling mattresses? And he's like, yeah, that's great, man. I don't have to do anything. All I got to do is put it on Facebook, and they come in, they set it up. I'm like, all right, fine. And, you know, he progressively did it every single year, and he really counted on it, and it's a sole fundraiser. So I finally convinced the people to come up here, the custom fundraising solutions. I convinced them to come up here. After working through two reps, I convinced one of the reps to come up here and out of Northern Kentucky, and we, it was success. You know, our goal was 25 mattresses, 25 units, and we ended up selling 34.
Tremendous.
So it was a lot less stressful than trying to raffle, sure, off a golf court.
In
one day. And it was able to be successful, and you know, a lot of Fort Recovery people up there, which, you know, thank you to those people of Fort Recovery of supporting that, and you know, look for it again next year, because you know, as Jim Malone, the individual that I work with, there's 10% of the population is always in the market for a mattress. So it's funny, it's goofy, but it works.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. You, Fee was up there. I was laying on everything.
He was going round and round on a couple mattresses. I think him and Jeff Vaughn were testing a couple yeah, out.
Whoa!
So, we had them going up and down everywhere.
All right, nice.
Having fun.
It was neat, and the kids got into it. And they was dressed up here uptown, and
yeah, in mattresses, and looked awesome.
You know, and the people of Fort Recovery once again, as they always do, yep, support the crap out of things. And you said you sold 34 mattresses and pillows and a whole nine yards, and it turned out to be a nice little fundraiser, right?
Absolutely, and you know, that's that's the goal out of fundraising, I guess.
Right.
And I was happy this time. Well, I was happy, A, that it made custom fundraising solutions the business. I didn't waste their time and then coming up here and, you know, selling three products. And then secondly, you know, you either need a mattress or you don't.
Right.
Not many people are going to buy a mattress and sit in their garage and, you know, donate, you know, that money toward a basketball program. So it's a useful product for people. So that all kind of goes behind the process too.
Plus, I thought the golf cart deal, I thought was awesome. But the only thing is, you put a pretty good risk there.
Right.
You know, you got to buy that golf cart. You got some money invested in it.
Right. Know? And that was always kind of the
there's thing a little pressure there. You know, you got to get these tickets sold. You know, but yeah,
and
this worked out pretty slick.
Yeah. Yeah. And ideally, I would love to have done the golf cart thing every year, and you know, maybe that time will come back again, or you know, someone else will pick that up. But I would love to sit on this horse for a little while and ride it out and see how it turns out.
Yeah. Good. How's school going?
It's going good. You know, good group of fifth graders this year. Bunch of crazy little boys, that are in it. You know, four of them are my managers this year. You talk about the Holman kid, you know, they got a little Holman kid in fifth grade this year. So, bunch of crazy boys that love athletics. So, you know, it's kind of right up my alley.
Absolutely.
Kind of hanging out.
That's perfect having them guys hang around.
Hanging out those kids, you know, 5 days a week. And, you know, I work with good, fifth grade teachers with Michelle Stahm and Kim Niekamp and Laura Snyder. So, We're able to keep each other even keel and keep each other laughing throughout the day and making sure that we always moving forward.
Absolutely. And you know, I know you got a lot of stuff going on, Goose, and getting ready for Friday night, and shout out to the family. Anybody listening at home?
Absolutely. I think they're settling down to watch a Christmas movie on ABC Family. We got to get the 25 movies here.
25 movies in. Yep. Can't beat it.
So I think they might have had it on in background with my wife, Katie, and my oldest daughter, Grace, seventh grade basketball player. They got their first win.
All right.
Yeah, had a girl.
Over Minster, so it was definitely a good
big win.
And she's having a lot of fun there with Coach Mullenkamp and that group of girls. And then Paige is my fifth grader. She's a manager on that team, so she's keeping she's keeping the machine oiled there.
So
for
you,
the girls.
You teach her? You have her in class?
I have her in science class.
Oh,
so
good.
We kind of pick on each other and embarrass each other as much as we can.
Yeah.
and then Sophia, I got Sophia. She's a second grader. Andrew's a preschooler. And Lucy, she'll...
Now, Andrew's the only little crapper, right?
Yeah, Andrew probably ran on the court a couple times.
I love it.
he's getting into Boomer basketball over at Portland this year. And,
yeah.
And he's fake dribbling everything all across the house. Between that and punching his sister, punching and kicking his sisters, it's typically pretty lively.
Perfect. Well, Googs, I want to thank you for coming up.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck Friday night. Good luck this season. And,
yep.
And I know you got two guys sitting on that scores table that's going to be pulling like heck.
We'll be rooting for you wide open. Well, we appreciate it, guys. And I'm excited for it, and the guys are excited for it. And, I'm pretty optimistic that we're going to put out a good product this year. So we're ready to go.
I like it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Bubba and Fee after this.
Are you looking to change your career or become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. Would you like to know more about the positions and benefits Cooper Farms has to offer? Visit our website at cooperfarms.com or stop by 2321 State Route 49, Fort Recovery, Ohio, and ask to speak with an HR representative. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Breakfast with Bill every weekday morning right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Jody Stauber.
If she's dipped in chocolate.
If she was dipped in chocolate. Then Bubba would be licking that wide open.
Whoa, chocolate pill. Come on.
That's legal. She's a big chocolate. I mean, she'd be licking her arm.
Okay.
Go ahead, Rock.
Jeez.
Bubba likes chocolate.
Okay.
Bubba likes chocolate.
Okay. Oh, God.
It's
November and it's time to get your car ready for winter. Don't get stuck with a dead battery, bad wipers, or not so great tires. Give the professionals at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and schedule your winter checkout. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, battery, tires, and more so you're ready when that cold weather hits us. Hastings is open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., and now Hastings is open on Tuesday nights until 8 p.m. Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
The staff of Tin Man's in historic downtown Fort Recovery invites you to join us for our home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11, Monday through Friday, Tin Man features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and Tin Man's famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger on Friday. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturdays, including steak and roasted chicken, complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and honey roll. Stop on in at Tin Man's in Fort Recovery and enjoy some good home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
All the senior citizens in the area are invited to a senior citizens holiday breakfast at 9 a.m. on Friday, December 16th at the High School Commons. There will be limited space, so reservations are required by calling 375-4139 before December 9th. Besides the breakfast, the high school band and chorus will be there to provide entertainment, and there will also be tours of the school buildings. So call now, 375-4139, and make your reservations for the Senior Citizens Holiday Breakfast on Friday, December 16th.
We on?
Nobody cares what Chuck thinks. It's his lady's choice.
Chuck, we on or not?
Yeah.
We're back.
What was you doing?
Chuck's.
Couldn't get her?
Nah. Lost her.
We lost Chuck's. We can't play it.
No.
So we're out.
It's got too many bad words on it.
Bad words. No, we don't want that. Spence would be running up here in his pajamas.
Yep.
And be coming up in his boxers.
Yep.
What's going on, boys?
Ebenezer Scrooge hat on. Little ball on
the cap on.
What is going on?
He probably does have it. I bet he's got.
I say Spence's got footy pajamas.
He might have. He might have. Onesies?
Yeah, he's got the onesies. I would love to have a onesie.
Oh, they're awesome.
Oh, my. I go out and see Lane, pick Lane up. He's got his onesie on. I'm like,
let me in that baby.
Great is that thing?
That baby's awesome.
What if they got them in 4XLs?
I don't know.
We might extra crotch.
Huge crotch.
Well, we're back here, Bubba and Fee Show 9:17. Basketball week, Fee. We got to go tomorrow. Yep. We got the girls' game.
Yep.
And Friday, the boys fired up.
Three homes in a way.
I love it.
In a row here.
And you're leaving us.
I got to leave Saturday. You got to take over for me.
I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm?
You're in.
You're going to Fireland. You're going to put the fire out.
I'm going down there to help Gatlinburg people.
What are you doing in Gatlinburg this time of year? What is it?
Christmas.
Really?
Yep. Great lights down there. Plus, I see my brother down there. He comes up.
Christmas lights.
Yep.
You've been down to Hickory Circle?
Ooh.
Ronnie Romer?
Not too bad, Ronnie. Ronnie ain't been down 20 years.
Ronnie ain't?
No.
Who else got down there?
Ronnie's down.
Ron Garrett?
Ron Garrett, he ain't been here. 22.
Rosie.
Rosie's in there, yeah. She's still there.
Yeah, who else we got down there? Remember how that used to be the greatest drive-through
George Street. George Street was big.
Now, yeah, Leon, he don't give a crap.
No, we're done.
We have points of light now.
What's that?
Those little laser things that you point.
What do you think of them? You like them?
That's
I don't know.
You're out?
No, I'm not.
Doggy Wendell has.
Doggy's got a little.
Every half hour.
Down there.
Yeah. Plays a fight song.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It ain't bad.
I kind of like it.
I do too.
Doggy's an idiot, but.
I kind of like it too. It ain't bad.
Yeah, I like it. I've been down there a couple times.
You got to go out to Lester Johnson out there.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't on this year.
The hill?
Drove by there today.
No hill?
Ooh. He don't even have the stuff set up.
Ooh, that's bad.
I think they're out.
I was hearing that they weren't going to have it this year. I could be wrong, but.
I don't think they are.
What I was hearing is.
Did you go to the dude down in Greenville that's got the runway?
No.
You ever been down there? Go take your kids there.
Courtney was talking about that.
It's freaking awesome.
Is that 118 or where's that at?
You take 127 to Krukenberg Road and instead of turning right to go into town, make a left.
Go left.
And just run that to like about, go through about three stop signs and it's on the, you can't miss it. And there'd be cars gigantic. Going, some doctor down there.
Yeah.
Definitely worth the drive.
Worth doing.
Yeah.
I used to do that. Remember 4947 always had, I got
You always had the,
Big Santa thing out there.
Yeah. But this guy here, you go through and then you go in the house and get candy canes.
Really?
You can get a picture taken with their Christmas tree.
This guy's big into it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was in Dayton Paper. They had an article by him Dayton Paper. So get out there and see that.
I'll check that out.
How about Union City Parade of Lights or their Park of Lights?
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen what? What are you doing?
I'm getting kind of old.
Are you getting old? You're not into Christmas lights anymore?
Yeah. I could take Cody Long. I don't know if you really get too into it too much.
Cody's out on the
There'd
Christmas lights.
There'd be some snobs involved if I had to take him.
Be hammered.
Yeah.
Kelsey Sell.
Kelsey might go.
Hey.
Big P.
Drinks and Lights doesn't sound too bad.
Huh?
Drinks and Lights.
Drinks and Lights.
Drinks and Lights.
You know, when we had a damn bus, we could have made money. We should have done that.
Oh, yeah. Take people on an old...
Screwed that up. Let's get that back.
We might buy that back.
Want to?
That's my wife.
Buy an old school bus.
I think Kim said she wants it.
She's all about it.
Huh?
Just buy an old school bus.
That's what we did.
We could put more people on there.
It didn't work too good for us.
Didn't work out too good.
No?
No.
No, we kind of went bankrupt on it.
We bankrupted it.
Still paying for it.
It's nice, though, when we had it.
Oh, fine. Except when, when it ran.
Yeah, it only ran about half the time.
Oh, my God. That
broke every week.
Worst trip ever was the one where we took two. Anderson Casino with
took
the teachers.
All teachers.
Last day of school, wasn't it?
Fee, you gotta come get me. What? It won't start. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
two in the morning.
Bad. Two in the morning.
We'll be
drunk
there.
Teachers.
Teachers are hammered. Want to go home?
That was a bad one. I think it was the last day of school.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything?
No. I knew they was mad at me. Son of a gun. I got them there, though.
Hey, you got them there. They had fun.
Yeah.
Just didn't get them home very early.
I took a group one time to Indianapolis to the AC/DC at Noblesville to a concert from Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And the bus overheated. But we nursed it there.
Yep.
And then we nursed it home. And I was never so glad to get pet back and people off that bus in my life. I thought, man, this sucks so bad. But, yeah, case or else,
right? Oh, yeah.
So we got... me and you talked at length about the Final Four in football, and it's been a lot of controversy with Ohio State, and I don't think the controversy was if Ohio State was going to get in. It was where they was going to be.
Yeah.
And no matter what you tell me, no matter what you say, they was not going to put Ohio State against Alabama.
No, I don't think
so. Ohio State was going to be two or three, you know?
Yeah.
Once it all panned out, and Buckeyes do drop to three, Clemson two, and as it looks, Alabama versus Washington, Ohio State versus Clemson, New Year's Eve. Kind of got our New Year's Eve set, don't we,
Should
Bub?
Be a great New Year's Eve. Be a lot of football watch.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so much fun.
It'll be interesting.
It will be. I think the Buckeyes are a point-and-a-half favorite over Clemson.
Yeah, it's close.
And then it comes out today that Alabama lost their starting linebacker with an ACL injury the last game.
Ooh, that helps.
So they lost two players in that game, both of them studs. So, you know, I don't know. Let's get by Clemson first. But
yeah, we got to get by Clemson.
I've never seen a defense so good as Alabama's.
Whew. They're scoring. Well, they scored three touchdowns a game.
They're freaky good.
It's freaky good.
And everybody says.
They're saying how that quarterback, you know, he's not really been playing that good, and they're scoring 50 points.
Yeah.
But their defense is unbelievable.
They are unbelievable. Kind of reminds you a little bit of, they're talking about today if they played the Browns.
Kill them.
The Browns would win.
I don't think. Browns are terrible.
They would win.
You're looking, being on the Browns, even though you're terrible, you're still one of the best guys
in
the league.
But we got the worst. If the Browns played Alabama, what would the line be? Browns by 17?
No. Six.
What?
Yeah.
What would the line be, Cleveland Browns versus Alabama?
It's the worst team I've ever seen.
20-point spread there. I mean,
right.
Browns by 21.
I'd love to see him play because I don't think the Browns would win that one either.
The Browns have one chance of winning, and that's this Sunday.
It better be this Sunday.
RG3 is back.
Is he back?
That's what they're saying. He's starting.
He'll last two plays.
Is it done?
Yeah.
Supposed to be 20 degrees and snowing Sunday.
Yeah.
RG3 type of weather, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's all RG.
Yeah. Oh, my. They're so bad, the Browns are.
They are bad.
Katie Guggenbauer's on Twitter.
There she is.
She loves her man.
She does.
Oh, God, love her. She's fired up, too, for basketball. Yeah,
she's ready. You talk about out kicking your coverage.
You did?
Yes, sir.
You're out, no doubt. Yeah. Fee didn't. Fee's a get. He was a catch.
I'm a get.
Yeah. I'm serious.
Yes, sir. Heard that a lot.
Chuck was a catch.
Huh?
You're a catch, ain't you? You done Christmas shopping yet? What'd you get? Don't say the ring, because that don't count.
I got her some shoes.
Shoes?
Don't say it.
She's listening.
She ain't listening.
Does she ever listen?
All over this.
No, she hates 4K radio.
Yeah.
Does she?
Yeah.
Does Kim listen anymore?
Nah. No, she hates me.
My wife listens sometimes.
You got. She's a listener.
Yeah. She'll listen.
Kelsey's home, so they might be listening.
Text you if you're here. We'll see if they're here, because they'll text you.
Yeah, they won't text.
No chance? They're not listening, are they?
No.
Christmas movies?
Pretty good chance. Christmas movies.
Kelsey's home?
Yep.
Till when?
She is home till January 6th, I think.
Get out of here.
She's got a huge break. She's only got one more quarter to go, and she's done.
I got to give a shout-out to my daughter, Carly. Carly had her last class.
Got her done.
Last night. She's done. She graduates with her master's next Saturday. From Wright State down Dayton, and we're fired up and proud dad, I'll say that.
Absolutely.
And my kids are done with school. I'm done with school.
Yes.
The only thing left is the college payments.
Yikes.
And I ain't got to worry about that. My days are done.
Yep.
So it's a pretty good deal, you know, and get them kids through there and get on that next phase. So,
yep.
Absolutely. Reds Hot Stove League, nothing on the trade. Hamilton. They're saying... It's Hamilton and Straley to the Texas Rangers.
For who?
They ain't said any names.
Ugh.
You out?
That'll be two third rounders and something else that we've never heard of. The thing about them trades like that, you don't know. Because you trade, like when it comes to trade deadlines, when they come up and you lose somebody and then you get three players named in the trade, you have no idea who they are, but... Sometimes them guys are pretty good. You know, usually them guys coming out of minors are usually pretty good.
Okay, so Chris Sale was traded yesterday to the Boston Red Sox for their top two prospects.
Yeah.
How come we got zero for our guys?
Yeah, there's a lot of chatter about that with the Aroldis Chapman deal, just how poor that deal was.
Oh.
was out
there. I mean, he's the premier closer in the league. You got to wonder what the Reds upper management was thinking there.
And I think with Billy now, they're definitely thinking, you know, sell high right now because, you know, I think if they're looking at trading him, they know he topped out last year. And for him to have a better year than what he had last year offensively probably is not going to happen. You know, they get rid of him. They put Peraza back in center field and they roll with that.
My problem is this. My problem is... Because I know there's not a quick fix to rebuilding your team.
Mm-hmm. No.
If you're going to rebuild it, rebuild it. Rebuild the dang thing. Don't hold on to Votto. Don't hold on to these guys.
Right.
Rebuild it. And that's what the White Sox are doing. They're trading their big studs. They're bringing in... Somebody said they have like four of the top 10 prospects in Major League Baseball with these trades. And
so they're going to be good.
Adam Eaton. Yeah. So,
they're going to be good.
You know, it's frustrating to me when you see what the Reds got for it's just...
Jay Bruce, we got nothing for him either.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. Jay Bruce.
I just don't think you can touch the rotation. You know, the rotation, once things settled down last year and health didn't become such an issue, the rotation was all right.
It was decent.
For as young as they were. So I think, you know, you can maintain that rotation and guys come in kind of at the same spot as they were last year. And then, you know, you stay healthy and then you're battling that 80 win mark and you're close to 500 and then you're flirting with a wild card. So
Toby Metzger says that the Reds got nothing for their guys because they all only had 1 year left on their contract.
Yeah.
Where Sale had three and Eaton had five. And it does make sense.
You know, so those guys know they got that guy for 3 years.
Yeah. And I agree that Billy Hamilton is, they're going to ask an arm and a leg for Billy Hamilton.
Yeah.
Because you have to. I mean, here's a premier center fielder, base running and defensively.
Dealer, yeah.
He's got a hell of a value. So if you're going to trade him, ask a bunch. If you don't trade him, you got him. Keep him because he's young.
It's a good thing, yeah.
But, you know, Brandon Phillips, get rid of that.
I don't know what you're going to do.
But they ain't going to. No way. No. I hope so.
Well, you know, you think about the Homer Bailey trade. Homer Bailey, we signed that guy, and he has done nothing since we signed him. It's unbelievable.
That's a bad sign.
The Reds are bad about that. They get. I remember Eric Davis. They made a big sign with him. He wasn't any good after he got a big contract.
You know why they signed Eric Davis, though? Do you know why? Didn't they about kill him? Didn't he puncture his lung and they sent they drove him back and they thought
he could Marge made him drive home.
Yeah, Marge said you'll be all right, and then they thought,
he just won the World Series. Now drive home.
We might want to give him some money because he could kill us.
Shotzi just licked him up off the ass.
Yeah, Shotzi licked his balls and Jesus. Hal McCoy telling a story about Shotzi taking a crap at shortstop. You know, when you talk about our highlights of our radio, that would be one of them. When Hal said that. Barry Larkin said, I'm not playing short because Shotzi took a big deuce out there. It's still on the AstroTurf.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, can you imagine out there taking grounders and look over, dog's taking a dump. Is this really happening?
Yeah. Old Shotzi. He's a good old dog.
Good dog.
Yeah, he's a good old dog. Not good as your dog.
St. Bernard, big dog.
Big dog. What's the name of your dog?
Big dump. Yeah.
That'd be big dump. What's the name of your dog, you got him, buddy?
Buddy.
You got a dog, Googsy?
Got a dog.
What you got?
Got a boxer.
Really?
Got a boxer, yeah.
Good dog? Idiot.
He's
ain't too smart.
She's learning.
She's learning.
So, yeah, that's another project.
How long you had her?
Last winter.
What's her name?
Got her Sadie.
Sadie, good dog.
Sadie, good dog. Got her from Terry Wendell there, just out on Sharpsburg Road.
Yep,
pretty dog. Pretty dog. Just a lot of energy. And yes.
You got a big backyard there, so you can go, Sadie.
Yeah,
he can go.
Absolutely. On. Yeah. And Buddy's got nowhere to go.
Nope. 100 mile iron house.
It does go 100.
He can go 100. He's fast.
Jumper.
He's a jumper. He flies.
He's a great jumper.
He went out to Berks with us.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
Did he get in the candy store or not?
He likes going down. He didn't get in.
Why not? Bert don't care.
Bert shut him out.
No, Bert, you get your wife anything yet for Christmas?
No.
What are you thinking?
Buy a ribbon.
A what?
Ribbon.
Reuben?
Ribbon. Put a ribbon on me.
Yeah. Bye. Here you go, baby.
This is it, baby.
How about you, Googs?
No, I haven't gotten anything yet.
Have you guys done Christmas shopping?
We got a little done the other night at the auction, the one-of-a-kind auction
that
they had. So we got some of that started.
But. So does Santa Claus come to your house on Christmas night or Christmas morning?
Christmas morning, yeah.
Yeah, and then
comes Christmas morning and all heck breaks loose there for about an hour.
Yeah.
And then it's clean up and then start playing with the new toys.
And then you go grandpa and grandma's and
typically the in-laws come into town there, so we just make a day of it and stay put and it's pretty nice because we don't have to go out anywhere.
Ooh, that's perfect.
And we can just hang out at the house and relax and make a family day out of it.
Absolutely. And what about you guys? What are you doing this year?
I've always had it pretty lucky. We always been in town.
Yeah.
Janice does the Feely side and her mom does her side. And
so
I don't have to go anywhere. I'm perfect. I love that.
Yeah. We usually have it at Kathy's, Big P's.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go to Jody's mom's something like a weekend after or something, which just drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Let's get it all that day. Let's go. We got to go.
Let's get her done.
Yep. But no, we got to.
Still getting you a medium shirt and peanuts?
Yeah.
Can't be.
But a big head.
And a big head.
You know, $100 to me is $100.
Big head. That's big.
But Jody gets mad when I always say that because they haven't got me a shirt for a while. So I will. But when I first started going up there, it was a medium shirt, flannel shirt. Don't hold the big boy in. I'm telling you that. I got out of the medium stage when I was 7. So what about you guys, Chuck? What do you do?
I don't know.
What's Christmas like for the Roars? Come on. Christmas Eve, you guys. Christmas. What do you do? You go to church. What do you do?
I have to call Courtney on that one. She tells me what to do.
She does tell you what to do?
Yeah.
So do you guys have a... when you guys go to...
We always go to Midnight Mass.
Yeah.
We go back to her house.
I have a hard time staying awake on that midnight mass thing.
Yeah, but
especially when you have
about half drunk,
a little sleepy.
Well, usually midnight mass at your house, midnight gets your Christmas Eve gets a little wild at the Feeling House.
Yeah, here lately.
Yeah, that's a new tradition. That's
a new tradition we started.
The
Stalkers
are trying to come into that one.
Yes, sir.
Brother it all Joe. Started because of the challenge of eggs.
Yeah, deviled egg challenge.
Yeah, Kim won, by the way. Egg.
My wife kicked your wife's butt.
She did, but I love my wife's eggs.
Yeah, they are good.
Kim beat you.
That's a great, great challenge.
Do you a deviled egg guy?
I love deviled
Ooh.
Eggs. We might want to bring him in, new judge.
And, yeah.
You know, I'd go back to my mom's deviled eggs. So
she got some good ones, too?
Yeah, I don't know what she does. Miracle Whip and some other stuff, but
nothing worse than a bad deviled egg.
Yeah.
Oh,
sometimes you got those people, they make them as like the store bought ones.
I can't have it.
You got to smell it out before you even get there.
Yeah, I don't want nothing to do with that.
You can smell them as soon as you walk in the yeah. kitchen.
Whoa, yeah. That ain't good deviled egg.
That is not a good deviled egg.
No, that ain't good. What about Thanksgiving? Where'd you guys go?
Thanksgiving, let's see. We went over to a friend's house here and just ate way too much food.
Ooh, that's a tradition.
And I think I felt pretty sick by the end of the night. Thanksgiving didn't treat us the greatest. That whole week, we got done with school on Tuesday, and my wife and I were battling a bug there for about 10 days, it seemed.
Get a flu shot?
Did not get a flu
shot. What, you dumbass?
It makes you weaker.
You get a flu shot?
No.
You gotta get a flu shot.
No.
I've got a flu shot every year 5 years. I've been sick yet.
You're always sick.
With the flu? Well, and I'm never sick.
The flu is a lot of different stuff.
No.
Cold.
When was the last time I was sick? Are you nuts?
Yeah. No. All because of the flu shot? Keeping you
I don't get sick.
Preventative health care right there.
I get sinus.
Yeah.
This stuff. But as far as missing work because I got to shoots or anything like that, no, I'm good.
Good to out at Cap Pharmacy Christmas party the other night, I think the stat was 5% of the population, 5% of the population accounts for 50% of healthcare costs.
That's so amazing.
That is just enormous. That's amount big. Out of 5% of the population. Throwing some nerd facts out there.
No, I got another nerd fact for you, okay? I probably shouldn't share it. It's a Cooper fact. But it's unbelievable how many people go to the emergency room that don't have to go to the emergency room.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they got a cold, because they got
heart attack.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, you don't want self. You can't tell somebody not to go to the emergency room because.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because you can't, you know, you think you're dying or you're feeling like you're going to die, go to the emergency room. But
you got gas.
Somebody absolutely.
I'll be back. Yeah. See you next month.
Yeah.
You sure I ain't having a heart attack?
No. Nope. See, I went in there. This was probably 4 or 5 years ago. Thought I was going down.
Yeah.
You know, I had that. And I go in there, and they hooked me up to EKG and showed nothing. And I said, I can go home. She said, no, you got to stay. I said, what do you mean I got to stay? That's just a rule.
Now you're done.
Yeah. Got to stay 24 hours.
You. I ain't been there no
more. Ain't nothing wrong with ticker. I'm good. Let's go.
I went there when my wife gave me, with my knee, when my knee was tore up, yep. She gave me a Vicodin.
Perfect.
Took a Vicodin. All of a sudden, started itching. Damn. I got in the shower. I couldn't breathe. My throat closed up.
She tried to kill you?
I bled all over the place, itching all over. I said, I think I go to the hospital.
He's allergic?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm taking my kids.
You got any in the freaking cupboard?
No, well, my wife probably does.
That's tough.
She needs to, like, scan.
Does she?
Yeah. Me now.
You were out?
Me dead.
With me. Yeah, yeah,
that might be the trick to the deviled eggs right there.
Yeah.
A little sprinkle.
Hello. Well, Sam says Jay Bruce is coming back. Sam is a moron.
Sam.
Sam's dreaming.
Wishful thinking there, Sam.
It is wishful thinking.
Hey, if he comes back for $500,000, we'll thank you.
I thought the Mets were, like, going to sign him for, like, $13 million one-year deal.
No, he's done.
Huh?
They hated him there for a while.
But I thought they were going to... I don't know. I thought they were going to...
I haven't heard anything.
I haven't either. Toby Metzger knows.
Toby will know. He'll text us.
Yeah. Toby, what's going to happen with Jay Bruce? Now, listen, my phone's going to go off within 1 minute. He'll say.
He'll figure it out.
Yeah. So Friday night, we open up with Delphus Jefferson, and then looking at our schedule, Googs, you got a couple road games with Delphus, St. John's, and Jay County. And we have a couple new teams on the roster this year, and I might kill Kurt Rammel.
Yeah, you know, you'll be traveling a little bit there, especially in a one triad. What is that, about an hour and 15 minutes away or so?
Road trip.
There's Toby texting in. Yeah,
Triad, Sam or Toby. They're Triad
was,
to talk to me.
Triad was our last one, and we were trying, like, had to get Saline on that schedule, and finally we had to move on and go ahead and make an agreement with Triad, and sure enough, a week later,
Salina calls,
and then they're ready to go on. So
we could have played Salina. Salina sucks too. We'd beat them.
They're going to struggle a little bit this year.
They suck.
Chester, big bulldog. He's always bragging about the Western Buckeye League, and I wish we had Salina. Don't get them on a couple years when they're going to be good.
Right, and heck, I just love playing in that place, and I know we would travel well to that place. I know they would travel well over here.
Yeah,
it would have been a good pickup to have. So who knows? Maybe in a year or two we'll get an opening after we do the 2 year deal with Triad
and Macomb.
Both of them got 2 years.
That's a road trip.
Macomb's the longest drive. Macomb's Toledo.
Oh, that's a road trip. Well, we're going to the casino.
Well, that ain't so bad.
That ain't too bad.
But Macomb is home this year, so. So I'm relatively certain it's a 2 year deal. If not,
sure they're going to be good.
Yeah. They
football team was good. Yeah.
They got a good athlete. 15, 16 games last year.
Yeah.
They're big, strong, athletic, competitive kids. So it'll be a tough late season game. I think that's the second to last game that we have this year.
Yeah.
We're traveling up there. February 18th.
They're coming here, right?
They're coming here February 18th. Then we close out the next week at New Knoxville. So
you go through the schedule right now and go wins and losses. Do you do that? You sit around your coaching staff and you guys do that stuff?
We don't talk about it as a coaching staff.
Don't you?
But
I mean, you do.
I do.
It's a natural thing.
With your wife.
Yeah.
We're going to win this one. We're going to win this one.
And that gives you, if all things go well.
Do you have a notebook? Where you have the starting lineups for the next 5-6 years?
I don't have that per se. I have roster projections,
right?
of not necessarily my starters, but
kids that you feel.
I project.
I say that's good coaching because that means you're paying attention to them young kids.
Yeah.
How about your fifth and sixth grade? Who's running that this year?
Fifth and sixth grade. Sixth grade. Patchy's helping out. He's got a kid in that level. Patch, Randy Rammel, and.
That'd be a good class.
Michael Garkey. Michael Garkey. And that's, that's, they got, I want to say 16 kids that are in that right now. So it's just big enough size that we can have teams and kids can get a lot of playing in.
Yeah.
Fifth grade, we got Scott Dilworth, Darian Sheffer, and Bob Leverett. Paul Rex.
Yeah, Rex.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So, and that kid, I talked to you earlier about that fifth grade group. Those kids, those boys in that grade are just crazy.
Yeah.
With sports. I've commented on several times this year. I'll be out at recess and I'll kid you not, there's 35 boys over on one side playing football and then the rest of the boys, all five of them are over there, running around playing on the jungle gym or whatnot.
Right.
But it's unbelievable what, that group of boys, how much they love just playing sports.
I got to watch them quite a bit in Little League in baseball.
They're good.
They got some good little guys.
Kids coming. Yeah.
I enjoyed them.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's exciting there. There's, just at fifth and sixth grade, there's two athletic, interested groups that are willing to.
I'd say Daniel Patch will probably be okay.
He is a big boy.
First of all, he will be 6'8".
He is going to be a seventh grader.
Yeah, because he is real soon just going to go.
Oh, he will shoot straight up.
No doubt.
He's one of those kids that he's big right now, and all of a sudden he's going to get tall. And thin out. And
Can you imagine Patchy? Patchy. When Googs is coaching Pat, and Patch will be going. He'll be sitting down. He'll be sitting right behind Googsy.
Yeah.
Put your big boy in. Put your big boy in. Pound her inside.
Get her inside.
Toss her to the big fella. That'll be so much fun. And you know what? There is nothing like having your kid.
Oh, man.
Coaching your kid. I mean, it's got to be such a thrill to do something like that. I mean, I'm sure it's got its down points.
Yeah, it's tough, but it is fun. Oh, my God, it's fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, what, I'm about out of here, boys. I got a big day tomorrow.
Big day.
And I want to give a shout out to my Uncle Wes. Uncle Wes is.
How's he doing?
Not good. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be much longer.
And good guy.
He is a good guy. Got my godfather and yeah, I got the bad news here today that's just a matter of time. So, yeah, I might go up there and see him tomorrow.
How old is Uncle Wes?
I think 83.
In the 80s,
yeah.
Right?
83, 84, something like that. But
yep.
He's a good old boy. He's one on the mom's side, you know, and he's always been a big fan of the old Stalwart boys. And,
yep.
And we were fans of Uncle Wes. So, yeah, we're thinking about him. So,
yep.
Googsy, good luck Friday night, partner. Thanks
for
coming up.
We'll be there.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to go.
Loud and proud, baby.
Chuck, once again, awesome job.
Turn that volume up on that mic.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thanks, bud.
And I just got Skype fixed.
Shut up.
Did you get her fixed?
Yeah. How do you know you got fixed?